Continuing Siman Reish Hey, we're up to Siv Beis. Siv Beis deals with the halachas of soups. Now, when you look at Shulchan Aruch, you would assume the halacha is one way. However, there needs to be some background information given, and we have to see the Mishabura as it plays out, halacha lamaisa, where usually it's not so simple to make a hadama on a soup. So, there's a classic stira, which we saw earlier in Siman Reish Beis, and that is that, on one hand, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Tes says that Mayim Shenisbashlu Behem Yirakos, that you have water that you cooked your vegetables in, the halacha is you make a Barir Pri Adama. Yet the Gemara Daf earlier said on fruit juice you make a Shehakel. So is the juice that comes out of fruit, assuming it's the same thing as soup, why would that be a different bracha? Why would juice be Shehakel and soup be Hadama? So you have two primary shitas in the Rishayim. The Rashba answers that when you have a vegetable that raiv, most of its use is to make a soup, then that's why it gets hadama. And the same thing would apply to fruit. According to the Rashba, if all oranges or most oranges in the world were used for orange juice, the bracha would change. It would be a ha'etz. The Rosh argues and says no, that fruit juice is always shahakel. Even if all the fruits in the world are being used for juice, it's always a shahakel. However, when it comes to a soup, after being cooked long enough, we'll get a significant amount of flavor from the vegetable, even more than what a fruit juice would get. So the Rosh is just a simple Metzias question. Now, based on that, you would assume all vegetable soup is, in fact, a Hadama. That's a Beferish Gemara. However, there are a few different considerations brought down in the Poskim, some directly arguing with each other. One is that perhaps only when you cook the vegetables to get the juice out of the vegetables, that's really mei shlakos. Only then would you get a hadama. However, let's say you just simply wanted to heat up the vegetables to get a softer vegetable. The juice that comes out was not your kavana, and kavana plays a tremendous role in hilchos brachos, and you would not make hadama on that. You'd make a shakal on that soup, and many of our soups fit that category. Others say just the opposite, that you only make a hadama when you are trying to improve the vegetable. You're not simply getting the juice out of it. You're trying to get the flavor. You're trying to get the vegetable to cook for longer and to have a good taste. Then we say the soup becomes bottled to the vegetable. So you're cooking beans or whatever, and now the soup becomes bottled to that, and that's when you make the hadama. And the third shita is that the soup cannot be simply consumed as a soup. It has to have the din of a tafshel, like a cooked item that people will dip their bread into it. It's some type of side dish. It's not simply a beverage, because if it was a beverage, it would be shehakel. So with these considerations, we'll see how it plays out, the machlokes rishonim, and considerations in the achronim, and of course, safek brachas lahakel. So very often, you will end up making a shehakel on vegetable soup, even though the Gemara sounds beferish that on mei yirakos, on mei shlakos, you would make a hadama. So let's see the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. Sibbeis, al hamayim shebishu behem yirakos, and water that was cooked, that vegetables cooked in them, mevarech ha-barucha atzma, shemevarech ha-yirakos atzman, af al-pi she'in behem el-tam ha-yarak, even though you are only having flavor of vegetable, you still make a hadama. Now, v'hani milike shebishu le-basar, that's only if you didn't have meat in this soup, but if you had a meat soup, av al-bishlam in basar, mevarech lev shehakol, then the basar is the ikr, the meat, and the meat flavor, and therefore it would be a shehakol. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ches al Hamayim Shebishlu v'im Shari Yirakos b'Mayim. What if you simply soaked vegetables in water and you made a pickle? Kasa Abes Yosef b'Siman Reish Beis Dina Kimavushel with the Kaimelan ba'Amah the Kavush Kimavushel, and we would assume it has the same halacha. However, Mikol Maka Beroitev Shel Ugerkis, you have cucumbers Shakvishu Rak B'Shila Ugerkis. You simply wanted to get the cucumber into a pickle. You didn't have in mind to make pickle juice. The Vad Sheyach Mitzu the Ink Havanasa B'Shul Me'al Kvisha Klau Mevarach Al Roitev Shakol. You make a shakol on this roitev. That's the Taz and Reish Beis of Katan Yud. Makam Shemina Ravan Sheir Litul Pas B'Me'ha Ugerkis, and in a place where most people dip their bread into the pickle dip. Pickle juice, you start with mashkin levar, because now it becomes a tafshel. So that's one of the other considerations that we said earlier. Oid kasa shemal yirabav hu adim b'roitiv shall come post. Okay, you have this cabbage shemavarech shahakol. you make a shakal. People eat it on its own. That's only when you're eating it raw. So you cooked some type of cabbage soup, and you're eating. You want to drink the rotif as well. Like all other mei shlokos, rotif shell barikas chamutim shakarin russell. So you have this. Beet. Juice or beet soup that they used to call russell. Afin bishlan levadon mashma atas very peridama, you make a bar peridama kevin de nichbashu behena barekos the kavanas hakvishu gamashvilon. You wanted the covers to get the juice as well. And vidar chalaf is by sapas, so people consider it a tafsho. Mechim etzad v'chay adam mekomakam eshoisa oisen chay. And if you're drinking it raw, it wasn't cooked. Mestavav the mevarach lim shakam shen deravi chalos nuhedi bishul. A different consideration that people don't typically consume it unless it's cooked. So that's another reason to make a shakal. Mashke borscht hasuim me subin v'kemach. So it's made from bran. This dish mevarach lim shakal vein kishashoisa oisen chay. And it would always be a shahakol because it's a mashke, and a mashke would always be a shahakol. Next, sivkat and test behemi rakris. We're talking in a case where a person is only eating, drinking the soup. Dilum oichan imayarak. If you are eating it with vegetables, so let's say you had a vegetable soup, and every spoon or most spoonfuls, you are getting a vegetable with it. Then it will be ikr tafel. Ein shayach shum bracha al amayim, then asan tfein liyarek, it's tafel to the vegetable. Let's say a person had a noodle soup, and they're eating noodles, and they're not simply eating soup, plain soup. So they made a bezoinus on the noodles, and automatically every spoon is going to have some liquid in it, and will have some noodle. The liquid is the tafel to the noodle. Next, mevarich, v'davki sheshlokin gedilechol gam asirakos. This discussion, this is a shulchan aruch that says you make a hadama is only when you cooked it in order to eat the vegetables. You did not want to eat the vegetable itself. So they used to have this apple cider, whatever they used to drink. So the person discussed this in Hilchos Chama Medina as well. They used to have this apple juice, apple cider. They did not plan on eating the apple. They wanted to simply drink the juice. So that would be a shahakol. So the Mechaber said, you make the same bracha shemavar, v'chozav mini yirakos. That's talking about vegetables. Aval avivo yishabish v'mayin, which is farfel, lakshin, knedloch. You took a grain and you cooked in a water. V'enor etzlecha alavivo yishabish v'mayin levad. And now you only want to drink the water. So you want farfel flavored soup. Who safik in the varach lein barim in mezenis, kalavivo yishahakol. It's a safik if you make a mezenis or a shahakol. So what should he do? You should make a mezainus. Also make shahakol to avoid the shaila. Now, that's only when he wanted to drink the fireful drink. But if you wanted to eat the noodles and the noodle soup, wanted to have auction. Kederach oilam avarch alvivus bar mini mezonos. So first you make a mezonos. The point to possess the right of gamkin the kuliyama mitam tafel. It would be a tafel. Then bishul rak ma'at levivus bahar b'mayim. Let's get a lot of water and only a small amount of auction or of fireful. Digger kavanas tafshul rak bishul amayim. Sharoit of kemat salo. You have a liquid broth. The zeb a clear broth. The zeb b'vada in amayim b'tilim levivus. You can't see the water is bottled to levivus. Mavarach al amayim shahakol. You'd make a shahakol on the water. If al levivus, when you do get a little bit of knedel, then you would make a mezonos on that. Mavarach barim ne mezonos. That's the Magen Avraham. And the Shari Achanim. Chay Odom, Kotzer Shkamaze, Yoyser Tov, Shivar Shakla, Dabar Acher, because maybe the soup is always bottled to the grain, because the grain is Yesh Boy Chameshus Mine Dagon. You have to figure out, is this considered one dish? But best thing would be is to make a separate Mezainus and a Shakl. Afa Pisha Ein Bahem, even if there's no actual vegetable, you're only getting the flavor, it would still be a Hadama. Vidavka Shabishal Yorik Bamayim, Ba'amash Imem Tama Atzma Vinergish Barak Tama Yarek. This is very important. That's only when you took a potato, let's say, and you cooked it in water. And that's the entire taste of the potato, of the water, is coming from the potato. There's nothing else. So let's say you cooked it in other liquids. Let's say you use soup mix. It would be like a zevzegarim type of halacha that I have soup mix and I have other flavors in this vegetable soup. It would be another reason why it would be a shakom. You wouldn't make the bracha on the shahako, it has its own flavor, a hadama flavor, without the meat taste. So if you have meat and you're going to eat the meat, so simply make the shahakal on the meat, and that will make the soup tafel to it. In basar, that yirakas nois and tamam abam hamrak, that the vegetables give flavor into the soup, basar nois and tamam hamrak, and the meat also does. The tamam basar chashav yaitzer, and the tamam basar is more chashav hukach uikr, valken afidu ha'ichel hamrak levad, mevar shahakal, even if you're eating the soup alone, you would still make a shahakal. If you eat the vegetable with the soup together, in because the soup becomes a tuffel to the vegetable. Since it's coming to satiate, then the yarek. Okay, this is a machlokes already. We'll have to see later on, but It would be as if you had kavana for two different items, and you would have to make two separate brachas. Okay, so in short, soup is complicated. Most of the time, you end up making a shahakal for various reasons. The best thing to do in general is look at the soup and decide what you're eating. If there's no actual vegetable, you're simply having a broth, and it's pureed, and there was other spices in there, and we have other considerations. Typically, again, this is typically, there are many different details, but typically the bracha would be a shahako. But let's say you do have vegetables in there, so if you have a significant amount of vegetables, make the hadam on the vegetables, and the broth will be bottled to the vegetables. When you get into a shayla, if you only have one carrot and the rest of it is liquid, so then there's a shayla if you make two different brachas, assuming that the liquid would be a shahako, in that case, for other reasons. So in that case, then you would it would be better to make a separate hadamah and a shahako on something else.